Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Same-sex marriage is currently legal in 37 U.S. states and the District of Columbia. And when people think of the first state to legalize same-sex marriage, they think of Massachusetts. While the Bay State indeed was the first to formally legalize marriage between same-sex couples, the state that paved the way was Vermont, where civil unions first became legal in 2000. The story of how that came to be is told in the new documentary, State of Marriage.
In the 1980s and even into the 1990s, gay people were under siege. It's difficult for people today to appreciate how recently things were horrible.
In early 1994, I pulled together lawyers from around the six New England states.
One of the questions I asked was, what do you think about taking on the idea of working toward marriage for gay couples?
There were people at the table who thought this was a folly.
And we're speaking today with Jeff Kaufman, the writer and director of State of Marriage, which tells the story of a prominent civil rights attorney and two small-town Vermont lawyers whose legal battle paved the way for civil unions. Kaufman has produced and directed over a half dozen documentaries for Amnesty International, as well as a music documentary that was a critic's pick at the New York Film Festival. And he joins us on the line now from Los Angeles. Jeff Kaufman, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Well, thank you. Thanks for your interest.
Now, I understand that the legal efforts started in 1997, and that's when Vermont lawyers Beth Robinson and Susan Murray, along with a prominent civil rights attorney, Mary Bonato, filed a lawsuit in Vermont on behalf of three gay couples who were seeking to marry. Can you give us sort of an overview of how this battle has evolved over the decades since?
Sure. Well, actually, let's go back a little bit, because Susan was involved in her first LGBT family rights lawsuit in the late 1980s. Mary Bonato was one of the pioneers of the marriage equality movement. So they were laying the groundwork for this, you know, years before. So when, you know, people in their own community and people around the country thought that they were crazy, they had this vision and they had a strategy to make it come together.
What's amazing now is that, as you say, people thought they were crazy back then. I think it's easy to lose sight of the fact that right now, while same-sex marriage seems to have so much momentum, of course, there is Supreme Court cases that are coming up that could push that back a little. It seems so much more accepted now, only 10 or 15 years after the 90s, when it really was looked at as a radical, radical thing.
Yeah, I mean, now there's other concerns. There's this phrase that some people use called married on Sunday, fired on Monday, because there are a lot of states where a same-sex couple can get married, but there are no workplace protections. So there are a lot of battles to come, and it's important not to be complacent. But yes, back in the 1990s, when this first started in Vermont, it was unheard of. There were no protections for same-sex couples on that level, no chance for them to have legal recognition.
What about that debate here in Vermont, Jeff? Does your film capture what was a really quite heated debate in Vermont? I mean, a lot of people look at Vermont now as a very blue, very liberal state, and they may get the impression that Vermonters were all for this and it was smooth sailing, but your documentary probably captures a different story.
Well, yeah. I mean, for one thing, after civil unions passed, there was huge blowback. And one of the things we try to do in the film is very respectfully capture both sides of the argument. So we have a number of the very fierce opponents to marriage equality, civil unions, in the film. And, you know, we try to show their perspective as well and in a respectful way. It also shows, it really illustrates, I think, how strong the opposition was and in some ways still remains.
How did Vermont advocates' struggle for same-sex marriage influence the national debate, or were they more influenced by other states?
No, actually, other states and actually other countries were influenced by what happened in Vermont, and that's one of the things that's so fascinating, and that's why it's so important to preserve that for the history books and for future lessons. The other major marriage equality effort that happened before Vermont was in Hawaii, and there was an initial victory in the courts, but that was thrown to the legislature, thrown to the vote of the people, and the people rejected it. And so, again, Beth, Mary, and Susan, at the center of the Vermont Freedom to Marry Task Force, realized that they had to win in three different ways. They had to win with the court of public opinion, and also in the courts, and also ultimately politically as well. And so the way they took the idea of marriage equality to public discourse had never, ever been done before. You know, they would set up a booth in a county fair and just introduce the idea of what was called then gay marriage to people who were walking by. And that kind of conversation really cracked open the subject all across the state of Vermont. And by the way, I have to say that one of the things that's so inspiring in this film was that a number of people, politicians, when it came to voting for civil unions, ended up doing the right thing, even though they knew it would cost them their seat.
And this film makes sure that their names are not forgotten. We've spoken at various times with Beth Robinson, Susan Murray, and Mary Bonanno here at VPR. They have been very generous sharing their time, telling us about the legal strategies they used and the fight that they took on behalf of same-sex marriage. I wonder if your film delves into who these women are as people and how they felt emotionally about what they were doing.
Personal stress on them. Imagine fighting a battle like this for 15, 20 years, often being, you know, set back in various ways and still persevering. You know, there were times when Beth or Susan or, you know, Sherry Corbin or other volunteers with the effort would drive for, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours to go to a meeting and no one would show up. Or like 3 people would show up at a house and they would pitch the idea of marriage equality and people would walk away saying, what? But they kept trying. And I think that's an incredible role model for grassroots organizing anywhere.
And why did you want to tell this particular story?
Well, I lived in Vermont for 11 years, and I had a chance to experience a lot of this story myself. And it's really an amazing life experience to be in the center of historical events and get to know people individually on both sides of the issue.
Jeff Kaufman, along with Marcia Ross, made the film State of Marriage, and it will be shown at the Provincetown International Film Festival this Thursday and again Saturday. It will be coming to Burlington as well. You can check vpr.net for when that will air in Burlington. Jeff Kaufman, thank you so much for taking the time.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much.